Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. Can anyone moderate podcasts? Asked by a company that is failing to monetize the network. And you can't monetize the network either, just like you really can't censor podcasts. Now, there's been a wave of censorship if you look at the social media platforms that are out there, because, well, things have centralized that really shouldn't. So the fact that we've all sort of congregated on things like Twitter and Facebook and all of these different platforms is kind of a bug in the system as far as I'm concerned. The internet in general was meant to be open and distributed, and that you could find or you could access anything that you wanted, and you wouldn't necessarily be restricted by anybody blocking you, because, you know, as long as you knew how to get to the place that in the content that you wanted, you should be able to get to it. And by the way, podcasting works very much like the open web. Instead of, you know, in fact, I would even say that podcasting apps are meant to be kind of like web browsers, except instead of consuming HTML and all the other stuff that goes with it, podcasting apps consume RSS and MP3 files. And so, yeah, there are directories that serve up that information, Apple Podcasts being the most popular, but there are several, including Podcast Index, that's run by Adam Curry and Dave Jones, and then there are a bunch of, you know, then there's Spotify and all these other sort of closed systems, I guess you could say, that may suck in podcasts from the open web, but are their own walled gardens. And so, and of course, with all of the people being deplatformed and whatnot, it's other than potentially taking it out of the different, you know, out of, say, like Apple Podcasts or whatever, and Apple could do that if they want to. They've only done it in a couple of cases. I think Alex Jones was one of the few. There's certain podcast apps that could potentially do that. But if a podcast app allows you to enter an RSS feed, which is a necessary function of a podcast app, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a podcast if it doesn't have an RSS feed, and it's not a podcast player if it doesn't accept a random RSS feed. That's just the fact of life as far as that goes. So it's like, can you censor what people surf on the web? And, you know, and the Great Firewall of China proves that, yeah, you can kind of do it, but there's ways around it. And, you know, and I suspect that any attempt at censoring podcasting, first of all, just there's 2 million podcasts, and some of them are, and they're hosted on who knows how many different things. Like, you know, I'm not, so for my work podcast, I'm using a certain podcast provider, Buzzsprout, whom I like. This podcast that you're listening to is hosted on a VM somewhere, and I could very easily move the hosting of the podcast to something else. If I get canceled by my provider for one reason or another, although I'm not sure why, I don't say a lot of controversial things. I barely post a podcast these days. What really bothers me about all of this is that people are of the opinion that other people shouldn't have certain opinions or thoughts or express them in any sort of meaningful way. Well, guess what? You don't get to do that. It's still a free country, as much as people are trying to change that. People do have a right to their opinion. They have a First Amendment right to express them. And yeah, there are rules and laws that you have to follow, but for the most part, I can have an opinion and say it to whoever I want. That's still allowed. And, you know, what people are wanting to do is prevent people from, even finding these opinions. Well, guess what? You can't do that. Podcasting for better or worse, and then I'd say for the better at this point, is it was set up as a completely distributed system. There are larger podcast hosts that could potentially start going down this road, I guess, but there's nothing to prevent you from hosting a podcast on anything. It's an RSS feed. There's maybe a DNS entry, which, you know, that's probably the next step of this. And that's what's actually really cool about the discussions that are happening in podcasting 2.0. They're trying to eliminate all these single points of failure. By the way, the payment system
is a single point of failure. If Visa or MasterCard decides to deplatform you, you can't really accept payments. There should, so, you know, one of the things that they're looking at with podcasting 2.0 is, you know, they're talking about Lightning and being able to do distributed payments and that kind of thing, which, by the way, I think is very smart, right? Is so, we need to decentralize. And you know, and we need to keep podcasting in an open platform, and we do that by using open protocols and making it fairly simple and eliminate as many of these central authorities as possible. You know, that's still my kind of my point. If I talk about social networks and I kind of talk about the problem with Mastodon, it's that there's still a server that you connect to, right? That to me seems like, okay, well, that could be canceled or deplatformed or whatever. And I guess the more servers there are, the more things that can be potentially not deplatformed kind of thing. So we need to keep, you know, we need to resist, right? And even with Podcast Index, I think, you know, they realize that, hey, we're making copies of this index that we're creating. And you know, we don't necessarily even want to be the full source of it because it's a potentially a single point of failure. So that is one of the beautiful things about podcasting is, something like a directory makes it really, you know, makes it a lot easier to discover podcasts for sure, right? And given that there's 2 million of them, you kind of need something like that to be able to find. I guess you can Google them or whatever just for user experience, but there can't be only one, because if there's only one index, then that's how things can get down. So as long as we, you know, podcasting remains an open platform, I mean, I guess Apple still, even in their podcasting app that comes on iOS, it still allows you to add an RSS feed, which, you know, I think that's what we got to watch out for is when major applications start removing the ability to add an arbitrary RSS feed, then it becomes a closed platform and becomes a little bit easier to control. And we, you know, so all of us as podcast listeners really and producers and participants in the ecosystem or, you know, the podcasting space or whatever you want to call it, we all got to keep using these open platforms and I think podcasting is a wonderful thing. I mean, I've got too many podcasts to listen to right now. And I'm, you know, taking time out to, well, record podcasts. So, you know, and I'm also doing other podcasts, putting out material for people to listen to. I'm trying to be short about it, of course, because people have to feel the need to do 2-hour podcasts. And when I'm talking by myself, yeah, you probably don't want to listen to me for much more than, well, maybe now.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.